8.3, please.
Ratify a successor collective bargaining agreement between the city and laborers Local 483 relating to the terms and conditions of employment of seasonal maintenance workers for 2018-2022.
Great. We have Bureau Director, BHR Director, Cyrilda Summers-McGee. And Jamal, good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Cyrilda Summers-McGee, and I am the Bureau Director for Human Resources. And joining me here is Jamal Anthony, who is a labor relations coordinator who helped negotiate the seasonal maintenance workers contract, which represents approximately 115 seasonal maintenance workers in the bureaus of parks. They're predominantly located in parks, but they're also in water and PBOT, and they are represented by local laborers 483. This bargaining process for this contract was collaborative, and we were able to reach a tentative agreement by the expiration date of the previous bargaining agreement, which is something that doesn't happen all that often. So we're very excited for that. The employees will now receive insurance on the first of the month after the date of hire, which is now 60 days sooner than they previously were able to receive insurance. All bargaining unit members will earn more than $15 an hour by the end of the contract. The union and human resources work together on are going to, in the future, work together on pathways to permanent employment at the City of Portland, and this is a four-year agreement. Those are the highlights of the contract.
Very good.
We're here for any questions.
Commissioner Fish, did you have a question?
No.
Sorry.
Okay.
Very good. Looks good.
Okay. And
I'll wait for Carla's, seeing if there's sign up on this.
Maybe we should invite Local 483 up there.
Would 483 like to come up? Thank you so much for being here.
Please.
Thanks, Jamal. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Barry Masiello. I am a seasonal maintenance worker working out of Washington Park. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today. This process has been really an education to me, and working with the people that we had across the table was really very pleasant. They're really helpful and helping us put this together. Seasonal maintenance workers take care of all of the sanitation and garbage hauling for the city parks. We assist permanent workers in their duties as horticulturalists, utility workers, and park techs. We work as landscape maintenance workers, which means that we plant and spread mulch on the beds, haul and remove debris, and mitigate storm damage. Our parks would not be able to run without a workforce of experienced maintenance workers. We work side by side with our more permanent counterparts. A lot of the times our work crosses lines because they just need a capable set of hands, and that's what we provide. People often ask me at the parks what the names of plants are, and I tell them I'm the guy that digs the hole. They're the guys that know what they're talking about. But you need the guys to dig the hole. And along with this, one of the things I'd really like to say is that I'm really very happy that people have taken the time to consider writing all of our stuff in Spanish. A lot of the folks, particularly the long-term maintenance workers that we have, are Hispanic workers. And those guys could run the job. They could run the job. If they were able to communicate in their own language and have written instructions in their own language, they remind me so very much of my own family when they ran the Navy Yard out of Bayonne, New Jersey, during the Second World War, and sent record numbers of ships over to help my father fight the Nazis. These guys come here. We need them. We're going to be an old workforce. These folks come up here. They bring skills. They bring hard work, and they're really great workers to work with. So I had a written speech here, but that's really pretty much what I wanted to say.
Thank you. We're glad you're here. Thank you. Good morning.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, I'm Tom Collette, representative with Labor's Local 483. We appreciate the opportunity to speak about this contract today. Yesterday, our members of the seasonal maintenance workers contract voted by a strong majority to ratify this contract. And as their representative, I urge you guys to do the same. This contract is a big step forward in the right direction for some of the lowest paid workers in the city. This contract provides better health care, shortening the amount of time workers and their families must wait to receive health care from months to weeks and days. It also provides a safeguard against workers losing their health care due to short-term illness, preventing a situation in which workers lose their health care at the time when it's most needed. This also offers our workers the opportunity to participate in a better dental plan, which is no small thing, and it ensures that folks previously accrued sick time can be carried over and used, so we'll have less workers working sick in the future. It also provides a strong wage increase that by July of 2019, we project will have everybody in this contract above $15 an hour, and that is a really important mark for us. I do want to say, however, that no single contract erases the struggles that our workers face. Portland's skyrocketing cost of living means that even with significant wage increases, seasonal maintenance workers are going to struggle to afford housing, transportation, food, and then find that money over to be able to save for retirement. Many people still think that the seasonal maintenance workforce is composed of college students or employees on their way to another job. The reality in this new economy is that workers are relying on seasonal work as their primary income source. We have members who have worked for 5, 10, even 15-plus years for the city doing seasonal maintenance work, members who are actively trying to move up into permanent city jobs. We believe there needs to be a more direct pathway to regular work with the city and would like to highlight this issue for continued attention. As a diverse workforce with years of direct city experience, we believe finding a pathway to permanent employment for seasonal maintenance workers represents a significant opportunity for the city to enact its core values. I want to thank Human Resources Director Sarilda Summers-McGee and the city's labor relations staff, Jarrell Gaddis, Morel Wallace, and Jamal Anthony for their collaborative approach to developing this contract with us. Throughout the process, we were able to work together to develop solutions to the problems our members face. Because of this approach, we were able to reach a contract much more quickly and collaboratively. And I look forward to working with the labor relations team on future contracts and really appreciate this new approach. It means a lot to us. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any further questions? Commissioner Fritz.
Tom, how many members are in this bargaining unit?
It depends because people come on. So at any one time, I mean, I think over the duration of a year, it's like 100-plus members.
Right. Now we're at 103.
Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony, Carla.
Yes, we have two more people signed up.
Very good.
Barry Mazzolo, was that you? That's you. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. And then so we just have Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Very good. Thank you.
Someone needs to give up a seat.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. You might as well just stay there, Sarilda, in case we have questions.
I don't even have a great question to put her in the hot seat, but good morning. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I'm sorry that I was having a little conversation with the Honorable Judge Eric Block. We did get a chance to talk about some fair elections issues also, though that wasn't the focus. This is a negotiation that's been done in good faith, has some positive results, and you should vote for. But we need to look at the context of the agenda. We have another contract that's been negotiated coming up. And at various times, as Amanda and Commissioner Fish will remember, we've talked about the Office of Equity and Human Rights trying to report back on diversity and inclusion among our bureaus. And so, although I don't have the personal, although I was able to change what y'all do with portlandoregon.gov/smart, I can't get you to yet to append these contract negotiation reports with the diversity and inclusion report, because somehow, after looking at pictures in the news, my guess is that parks workers are a much more diverse and inclusive bunch than the people that deployed riot control munitions and shot somebody in the back of the head. When we look at pictures of all white police officers, but we see that we're able to get a diverse and inclusive parks department, you have some serious hard work ahead of you to... there's a lot of things that need to be resisted. Some of them are stronger in different bureaus than others, and those things do include white supremacy and Trumpism. I think that really, whether you make it official on paper or not, you all need to have an internal goal so that if you can't just get rid of the riot cops in general, at least they could look as diverse and inclusive and be as well-behaved and public-minded as the people working for parks. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Colleagues, any further questions of Director Summers McGree? Seeing none, Carla, please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, thank you, Director Summers McGee, and to Labor's Local 483. I'm really pleased we're going to get these workers up over $15 an hour, which, as we know, is not really a living wage in Portland, but I think should certainly be our minimum. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner, especially for your support of that and for the healthcare benefits when we had the discussions amongst the council. Thank you, Director Summers McGee. Thanks particularly to Tom Collette and the Labourers 483. It's been an absolute honour to work with you over the last 5.5 years. Most of these workers are in parks, and you're right, not only do they barely they'll make $15 an hour in 19, which, yay, we had the everybody on contract with the city gets that now. And so we as the council have more to do. I would have liked to have done more as Parks Commissioner to bring more of these seasonal workers into permanent employment. The fact of the matter is when the parks budget is so constrained and the public wants their work done, that's how we make ends meet. And that's the way it's been going progressively since Measure 5. And so the council as a whole needs to grapple with that challenge. This is a good step in the right direction. Thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank both the parties, our city's HR Bureau and our labor partners for reaching an agreement. I'm very excited about assuming the reins from Commissioner Fritz at Parks, and we will continue to make progress on these critically important issues. Aye.
Wheeler.
I want to thank Labor Relations, and I want to in particular thank you, Director Summers McGee, and Jamal, and others on the collective bargaining team. The issues raised by Bridge Crane are very significant ones, and they're important to me. And that's one of the reasons that we have new leadership in our HR department and why we have what I believe is a greatly enhanced labor relations team. And all of us understand that our city is becoming more diverse at a rapid clip. Historically, government institutions do not keep pace with the demographic changes in the community. And one of the great challenges I've put on our collective shoulders, but perhaps more on yours than most, is the challenge of making sure that all of our bureaus are more reflective of the community as it is and as it will be. And it is important for the legitimacy of our government, as well as, frankly, being able to interact with and reach the community that we serve as it is and as it will be. This is a great turnaround, because when I first met with members of 483 some time ago, if I may, they had expressed some frustration with the collective bargaining process. And what I'm hearing now is a much better, healthier communicative dynamic, and it's one that I believe you and your team has helped create. And I also want to reflect on the fact that 483, the representatives and the leaders that we work with, they are also elected officials, and they are elected by their peers to represent their interests at the labor negotiations table. And this to me is a classic win-win. This is a success story, and I'm really proud of the work that all of you have done as part of the Portland family here to make this work for everybody. So thanks for your hard work and your blood, sweat, and tears. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.